runs, and each additional home run is worth another 100. Next offering, missing down low and away with a breaking ball. Visit any participating Woodman store. Check them out. Service, savings. That's Woodman's. And the pitch. A bullet hit, foul. Just foul. Are we going to get another look at this one?
That was fair.
I thought so.
This is reviewable, but it might not even have to be reviewed because I think our third base umpire, Brian Knight, already realizes he got it wrong.
I think you're right. I mean, I called it foul because he did, but it sure looked fair. And here comes Pat Murphy out, and we are going to, I think we're going to get a change here. That one hit the line, and it got all of it. That wasn't even close. It's being explained now that I messed up, or somebody did. And are we going to get a challenge here from, no, not from Tampa Bay, we can't.
The question is, where do you place him, right?
That's what I mean. It should be a double. It would have been a double easily. With Ortiz, the way he moves. And Pat Murphy is now talking with the Rays catcher. And Ortiz is going to second base. Now let's see what happens here with Pat Murphy, if there's any punches thrown. While they talk things over, 10 for identification on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Back with you once again, American Family Field, and the umpires have already awarded second base to Joey Ortiz. It was funny because the umpire was going to look at first base and tell him go to second. He was already there. He's been standing there for about the last 5 minutes or so. And the explanation to Tampa Bay's manager is, I don't know what's taken so long. I mean, it was obviously really fair.
Well, I think that Kevin Cash has now asked for a review, but what would you review? It's a Tampa Bay challenge. This is a bad challenge because it was absolutely a fair ball.
It is so fair for those of us who go to baseball games, and you know what the foul line is, and you know how the foul line runs, both sides, third and first base. That ball hit on the inside part, the fair territory part. And the fans now just saw what we have seen for the last three or four times. It was fair by a good couple of inches.
And now Chris Guccione is getting clarification from Kevin Cash. And what are you challenging? Are you challenging fair foul?
Yeah, you sure you want to do this?
Right. Are you sure this is what you want to challenge?
I mean, he's looking at the same thing everybody in the ballpark just saw, Lane. And I mean, it's obviously really fair, but maybe they saw something out of the Yankee series that...
I think what Kevin Cash is trying to get out of this is Joey Ortiz
back
at first base.
Yeah.
I think that's what he's trying to get. I don't think he's going to win that battle, but I think that's what he's trying to get out of this.
Yeah, it's and Joey Ortiz is, he's okay. I mean, he would probably take the base hit too, but he's happy with the double. And bottom line here, when we're all finished, I think it's going to be a two-base hit.
And I think they got it right. That's what it would have been if they called it right initially.
Yep.
He would have been standing at second base easily.
I'm with you, and I mean, as soon as he realized what the call was, Brian Knight, I'm talking about, the third base umpire, he knew it was a fair ball, and it was going to be a double. It was hit very hard and got much of the foul line, and I guess we're okay now. It will be a double, and everything is back to let's go.
It took longer than it probably needed to, but they got it right.
They got it right. Yep, got it right. And you know, that's why, you know, you have the choice, you know, and you're looking at the scoreboard up there, and you've seen what happened. Swing and a miss by Churio. Yeah, you saw the ball hit the line, the inside, the fair territory part of the foul line. Churio now, strike looking, and it's 0-2. So give Ortiz the double if you go along with us. Only the second hit. Given up by Pepio. Here he comes again. Oh, look out. High and inside. I thought it may have got him on the hand. It didn't miss by much. It did hit the back, though. But Churio lucky on that one. That was up and in at 94. All right, he's back in there. Pepio. All set to work. Here it is. Missed outside. Came right back with number one. That's pitch number 71 for the Tampa right-hander. 1-2 delivery. Jam job hit foul against the screen. Ball one and strike two. New sign, target goes up. Down low and away in the pitch. That's where he missed. Down low and away. Ball two and strike two. Brewers have managed only two hits in the game thus far. Ready to work and coming back. That's an inside fastball. He hit it foul. Down the left field side. Little extra time. Pepio is ready again, and now we'll step off. Now we're set to go again. He's ready. Here it is. Just off the outside. He thought he had it. Rortved held the pose on that one. If he missed, it wasn't by much. Coming back 3-2, a jam job hit foul, and we'll do it again. Fastball in tight on Churio. Two for his last 12. Any way to move him, there's nobody out. The pitch. Hit foul again. Still a full count on Jackson Churio. To move him to third would be a plus. With Frelick due next. And the pitch. Struck him out. Swinging. Went back to number one. Big strikeout for Pepio. Here's Frelick. seventh strikeout for the Tampa right-hander. Sal took one upstairs. One ball and no strikes on the Brewers left fielder. Tough series against New York after winning the opener. And this one hit in the air, shallow right. It will hold Ortiz at second. Well, he's almost out of it, facing one of baseball's hottest hitters in William Contreras, who opened up tonight with a base hit to right, fly to center in the fourth. And the pitch. He's in there, a fastball, and it's 0-1. And the pitch in the dirt and getting by Rourke Vet. Nothing major. He moved to third on what will be a wild pitch. One ball and one strike. Two-man out, runner at third. Here he comes again. Check swing and missing. If you score along with us, move Ortiz on a wild pitch. 2-1 delivery. Missed again. Three balls on a strike. Contreras. Twenty-two runs batted in. 3-1 delivery. That one is good. He watched it all the way. Ball three and strike two. He went back to number one to take it to a full count. See where he goes now. Here it is. Jam job hit to third, and the play will be in time. Good pitch. Papillon, jam job fastball to get out of it. They get a hit and leave that runner stranded following the one-out double. We go to the seventh inning. Been a dandy here to open up this series against Tampa. It's the Rays 1, the Brewers nothing on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money at Menards. Get your grass growing thick and green with Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix. Its 3-in-1 solution of grass seed, fertilizer, and soil improver is formulated to help your thinning lawn grow green and thick with strong roots. Hurry in to save big on Scott's Thicker Lawn Grass Seed Mix in our garden center. And check out the rest of our deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on popcorn.
10-ounce skinny pop or 16-ounce Bailey popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny pop or Bailey popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employees.
It's Woodmans. Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Well, it is still a pitcher's duel. Wow. It is still a 1-0 lead. And the seventh inning is on. And that means Lane Grindle.
All right. Thank you, you. Brian Hudson takes over on the mound for the Brewers. And the first pitch to Jose Caballero is down and in for a ball. It's 1-0. Hudson making his 11th appearance of the year, 0.63 ERA on the season for the big tall lefty. And the pitch is high, two balls and no strikes. The two guys that have pitched in this game so far for the Brewers, Wilson and Hudson. Hard to imagine where the Brewers season would be without these two guys. Skies this one high in the air on the left side into shallow left. Backpedaling out there is Willy Adames, the shortstop, to make the catch. And that is the first out here in the seventh. Wilson has been good in any role the Brewers have asked of him, and Hudson has been one of the really good finds in the offseason for the crew. Looks into Nico Goodrum, and the pitch missed down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Goodrum has a hit tonight. He's 1-for-2. Strikeout as well against Wilson. 1-0 pitch missed way inside. It's 2-0. Drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. 2-0 pitch to Goodrum in there for a strike. It's 2-1. Cubs right now leading 3-1 in New York in the bottom of the ninth. Mets have the tying run on base and the winning run at the plate with two outs. There's a strike to Goodrum and it's 2-2. Toronto leading Kansas City up north 6-4 in the bottom of the sixth. Rolls this one foul at the third baseline. And it stays at two balls and two strikes on Goodrum. That Cubs game just went final. A 3-1 Chicago win. So the Brewers will need to come from behind here tonight to stay in first place. 2-2. Ground ball right side. That's going to sneak through and into right field for a base hit. And Goodrum has his second hit of this game. A one out single. And here's Ben Rortvedt, who is a Wisconsin native. Madison area, Verona High School. Former Minnesota Twin. And instead of Rortvedt, we'll have a pinch hitter for Tampa Bay, and it'll be Harold Ramirez. So Ramirez will hit against the lefty Hudson here. Hudson looks, comes set, and the pitch. In there with a strike, it's 0-1. Ramirez hitting 255 on the air with a home run and 10 driven in. A 1-0 Rays lead in the top of the seventh inning here tonight. Hudson brings home the 0-1 pitch. That's a swing and a miss. Good cutter down and in. And it's 0-2. Other scores around baseball. Nationals winners in Miami tonight, 7-2. Final in Baltimore, the Yankees shut out. Orioles win it 2-0. 0-2 pitch. Chopped foul into the Brewers dugout. And it stays at no balls and two strikes. That was Grayson Rodriguez, who went 5 2/3. And then the bullpen did the rest of the work for the Orioles.
in that one.
Hudson looking in. The 0-2 on Ramirez. Tapped, foul at the plate. And it stays at no balls and two strikes. Minnesota and the White Sox down in Chicago tied at two. That game's in the top of the seventh. Just getting underway in San Diego. No score between the Reds and the Padres. Hudson, long look in, and now he'll pick off the runner Goodrum. Throws to Bowers, who throws to Terang, who applies the tag. And the Rays make another out of the base pass. They've made a couple of those tonight. Caught stealing earlier in the game. And you had a feeling Goodrum wanted to run, and Hudson tossed over to first. And it looks like the Rays may challenge this, thinking that perhaps Goodrum got around the tag. He slid to the center field side. He initially might have beat it with his right foot, but then he came off the bag. And the question is going to be, did Terang have the tag still on when he came off the bag? This might be a pretty close challenge here. The right foot looks like it might have reached the bag right before the tag of Terang, but it also pops off quickly. And Terang still has that tag on there. So is there going to be enough to overturn this? That is the question. You might be asking, hey, how does Tampa Bay have a review? They asked for a review earlier, and it got overturned. That was a crew chief review, we're told. So that is why Tampa Bay still retained their review and is able to ask for this review. And this is one that could take a little while in New York, to be honest with you. It's a very close play. I think he initially beats it. But is there enough to overturn it? And does the foot come off while the tag is still on? And I think that's probably the case. Here's Chris Guccione, our crew chief. And you could not hear him, but he just gave the indication that the call at the very least stands and he is out. So it's a Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin review. Get 0% for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You got to order by tomorrow. So get it done. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. So nobody on and two outs, and still an 0-2 count here on Harold Ramirez. Hudson looks in, brings home the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball right down the middle. And Brian Hudson puts up a zero in the top of the seventh. We go to the bottom of seven. The Rays with a 1-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first baseline on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything, every memory, every detail, everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Enter Quick Trip's Around the Bases Contest, presented by Hershey's. Just stop by your neighborhood Quick Trip. Purchase any Hershey's, Reese's, or Kit Kat with quick rewards, and you're entered to win. If you're selected and the Brewers score in the first inning, you'll walk away with a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Hershey's. Visit quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for more information. No purchase necessary. Quick Trip and Hershey's, proud partners of the Brewers Radio Network.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th.
Seventh inning stretch sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, well, it's time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. For best availability, visit IslandResortGolf.com today. A 1-0 Rays lead. Willy Adames leads off the bottom of the seventh inning against right-hander Sean Armstrong, who takes over on the mound for the Rays. First pitch to Adames, misses outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Armstrong making his 11th appearance of the year, a 4.05 ERA for the right-hander. And the 1-0 is lifted in the air to center, barely moving his Siri. Now races in a couple of steps, makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Boy, was Ryan Pepio impressive tonight for the Rays. He goes six innings, two hits, no runs, no walks, and recorded seven strikeouts. Brewers' best threat came in the bottom of the sixth when Ortiz led off with the double. Here's Jake Bowers. And the pitch, and there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Brian Hudson ended the seventh inning with an ortho ASAP strikeout. A one pitch. Bowers took down and in, 1-1. Start healing faster with ortho ASAP. Meet with a specialist today and learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Bowers had his second home run of the season yesterday against the Yankees. 1-1 is chopped foul off the foot. Goes all the way out towards first base. And it's 1-2 on Bowers. He'll go for a little jog. That's going to take a second to get some feeling back for Jake Bowers. He's 0-2 tonight. Fly to center back in the first. Struck out looking back in the fourth inning. And he's still in a little bit of pain. John Armstrong, he's a veteran, 33 years of age, been around a long time, bigger guy, 6'2", 225 pounds, longtime member of Cleveland. He was with Baltimore for a while, second stint with Tampa Bay for Armstrong. 1-2, Bowers swinging a foul tip into the mitt of the new catcher, Rene Pinto, and there's two down. So here's Rhys Hoskins, and you get the feeling with the way this game has gone tonight, might come down to one big swing for the Brewers if they want to erase this 1-0 deficit. Stringing hits together tonight has been a challenge, although you do have Pepio out of the game now. First pitch to Hoskins is outside with a fastball. It's 1-0. Armstrong out of the stretch, the 1-0 pitch. And Hoskins took it a little bit wide. That was the cutter that time. Trevor McGill is getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. Two balls and no strikes on Hoskins. The pitch in there with a strike on a two-seam fastball, and it's 2-1. Blake Perkins in the on-deck circle. 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at a fastball at 92. And the count evens up. Two balls and two strikes on Hoskins. 0-2 tonight. A pop-up and a ground out. Homered in that Yankee series. And now asks for time, and instead of time, it's going to be Ryan Addison coming out and assessing a pitch clock violation. So it's three balls and two strikes on Hoskins. That's a big call. The pitch. And he took it low. And Hoskins works the walk and extends the inning on Armstrong. And that'll get Perkins to the plate. So Blake Perkins, who's had
such a great start to his season, hitting 288 on the year, 3 home runs, 10 driven in. Gets an opportunity here with a runner at first and 2 outs. Armstrong again from the stretch, the pitch. And Perkins took a strike on the outside edge. It's 0-1. Hoskins not the fleetest of foot at first, so he's not going anywhere. 0-1, ground ball, right side, gobbled up by the second baseman Goodrum, and he will flip in time to get Blake Perkins, but not by much. Nobody was covering first. Armstrong was a little late to get over there and cover, but Goodrum did not panic and was able to get the out. We go to the eighth. Rays with a 1-0 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Bob Uecker.
He just hit a 3-run shot
on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hudson stays out there for the Brewers. Top of the eighth inning. Jose Siri, the batter. First pitch swinging. He lifts one down the left field line. That is a foul ball. At home run distance, off the bat of Jose Siri. Breaking ball down and in. He really had no chance to keep that one fair. And it was just foul. It's 0-1 on the Rays center fielder. A 1-0 Tampa Bay lead. Top of the eighth inning here at American Family Field. Game one of this series. A 1-pitch. Swing and a miss at a fastball that rode in on the hands of Siri. It's 0-2. Shandy season, baseball fans. Line and Google Summer Shandy. Refreshing Weiss beer, natural lemonade flavor. Leinenkugel's flavor of the moment. 0-2 pitch. Hit foul into the net. Above the Brewers on deck circle. And it stays at 0-2 on Siri, who has a hit tonight. He is 1-for-2 in this contest. Hudson. 0-2 pitch. Popped him up. This one on the right side of the infield. Jake Bauer is the first baseman taking charge. Moves a couple of steps to his right. Makes the catch for the first down. One away for the top of the order. And Yandy Diaz, who is 0-for-2 tonight. Diaz, the AL batting champion a year ago. Is off to a really slow start this year, hitting just 228. He was red hot to start the year last year. Never really slowed down, did Yandy Diaz. Kevin Kelly in the bullpen for the Rays. Trevor McGill is sat down in the Brewers bullpen. Hudson kicks and delivers. And a first pitch strike to Diaz. It's 0-1.
Nobody on and one away. A 1-0 Rays lead, top of the eighth inning. Hudson, the 0-1 pitch. That's over but low, the cut fastball. And it's even now, 1-1. This has been a well-pitched game on both sides. Rays' only run came in the top of the first inning without the benefit of a hit. Pitch missed in with a fastball at 93. And it goes to 2-1 on Yandy Diaz. Richie Palacios is in the on-deck circle for Tampa Bay. Hudson's 2-1 pitch. And he was able to check on a slider that missed just below the zone, and a rare hitter's count against Brian Hudson. He's been a strike thrower for the most part. But behind against Diaz here. 3-1. And he missed up and away. He walked him. So a one-out walk to Diaz, and now Palacios will stroll to the plate for Tampa Bay. Tonight's eighth inning is brought to you by the Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Earn great union wages and benefits building Wisconsin's infrastructure. Learn more at liunawisconsin.org. That's L-I-U-N-A. And feel the power. So here's Palacios, lefty on lefty here. And Hudson's pitch missed outside as Palacios had squared to bunt and pulled the bat back. 1-0. '26-year-old, soon to be 27 for Palacios. There's his strike, and it's 1-1. Was with the Cardinals a year ago. Played in 32 games for St. Louis last year, Cleveland the year before that. 1-1. And did he check? Yep. It looked awkward. He kind of fell backwards a little bit, but he was able to hold himself back from actually offering at the pitch. And it's 2-1 on Palacios. Buckled his knees and he fell backward, but he never really offered at that pitch. 2-1. And he's able to check on a breaking ball down and away from Hudson. And it's now 3-1. So back-to-back batters that have gotten into this friendly hitter's count against Hudson. Diaz drew the walk. And McGill's starting to get loose again in the Brewers' bullpen. 3-1. Nailed the outside corner with a good four-seam fastball at 91. And again, he's full at 3-2. Palacios wasn't so sure. He uses his timeout. Goes for a little stroll out of the box before he gets back in there. 3-2 pitch. Got him looking. Fastball at 93. Painted the outside corner. Palacios with some words for Ryan Addington, but that was a beautiful pitch by Brian Hudson. Ortho ASAP strikeout. That's the second out of the inning. And the second ortho ASAP strikeout of the outing for Brian Hudson. And now here's Randy Arozarena. First pitch to him. Fouled back and out of play. And it's 0-1. Arozarena, one of the most exciting players in the American League over the last handful of years, but it has been a struggle to start this year. A 1 swing and a miss, came up empty on a cutter, and it's 0-2. Hudson trying to work around the one out walk. And get this game to the bottom of the eighth. 0-2 pitch coming home. And he got him looking on the outside corner. Brian Hudson, with back-to-back strikeouts, gets himself through the eighth inning. We head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 1-0 Tampa Bay on the Brewers Radio Network.
presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Hey. 1-0 Tampa Bay. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Bryce Terang. And the bottom third of the order is due for the Brewers against Kevin Kelly, the right-hander for Tampa Bay. First pitch to Terang is lifted foul and out of play down that left field line. Jason Adam getting loose in the Rays bullpen. Kelly, the 26-year-old right-hander, brings home the 0-1 up and in, and Terang spins out of there in time. One ball and one strike. Kelly making his eighth appearance of the year. He's 1-0 with a 4.15 ERA and 8 2/3 innings. The pitch. Bryce took outside. It's 2-1. Hard to find a more improved offensive player around the league than maybe Bryce Terang this year. 2-1. Lifted foul and out of play down the left field line. It's 2-2. Terang struck out both times against Pepio tonight. He's 0-for-2 in this game. Kelly brings home the 2-2 pitch, and Terang, a bouncer up the middle, but the shortstop Caballero fields it near the bag and throws to first to retire Terang for the first out here in the eighth. Joey Ortiz, the batter, he's 1-for-2, had that hard hit double down the left field line back in the sixth inning. It was originally called foul, and then credit to the crew, they got it right. Pitch to Ortiz, in there for a strike with a two-seam fastball, it's 0-1. Oliver Dunn is in the on-deck circle for the Brewers. He's grabbed a bat to hit for Churio. A one pitch, breaking ball, floated a little high, maybe a bit outside, and it's 1-1. That double from Ortiz back in the sixth inning, a West Bend double, $75 to the Mac Fund. There's a strike with a two-seam fastball. It's 1-2. That's courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. One of just two hits tonight for the crew against Tampa Bay pitching. 1-2 pitch way outside with a sweeper, and it's even now, two balls and two strikes. Base runners have been a premium tonight for the crew. They've had a runner in each of the last two innings, though. 2-2 shot foul off the facing of the Brewers dugout, stays in, two balls and two strikes.
Well, it's going to be a little better weather this week. Probably going to be mowing your yard, doing some of that yard work that has been neglected. And probably, I'm going to guess, the grills are going to be going over the course of this week. If you've got your grill going, you better have Usinger's on it. 2-2 to Ortiz is hit foul down the right field line and out of play. It stays at 2-2. And maybe the Italian, maybe the Polish, maybe the Brat. Maybe the Mr. Baseball Franks. Whatever it is that you like on your grill, they've got it for you from a sausage perspective. 2-2 is in there for a called third strike. And Joey Ortiz knew it. He strikes out looking, and there's two away. And Oliver Dunn is going to hit for Jackson Churio. And Kyle Snyder, the pitching coach for the Rays, is going to come out and chat with Kevin Kelly. So Dunn will be the batter here. As Kelly, with a Pottawatomie Sportsbook trip to the mound, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. Fairly long conference going on right now between Snyder and Kelly. They just want to talk things over against this left-handed pinch hitter, Oliver Dunn. Opportunity's been a little bit more limited of late for Oliver. Just 5 for his last 37. First pitch from Kelly is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. A 1-0 Tampa Bay lead. Two outs, nobody on, bottom of the eighth. A 1. Swing and a foul in and out of the mid of the catcher Pinto. And it's no balls and two strikes here on Oliver. 20,395 here tonight. They've seen a pitching duel. 0-2's outside. It's 1-2 on Dunn. Dunn got off to that very good start. He hit 318 over his first 7 games, but he has slowed down since then. 1-2, called third strike. Two-seam fastball at the knees. Dunn strikes out looking. A couple of strikeouts for Kelly in a scoreless eighth. We go to the ninth. The Rays lead it 1-0 on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs, who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like, and believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
With Vizzy's vibrant dual flavors, the vibe is yours to decide.
I'm thinking Vizzy Refreshingly Berry. A round of blackberry lemon at the bar?
Could be good. Maybe Vizzy Vibrantly Tropical.
You always say Vibrantly Tropical.
Come on, a cooler full of papaya passion fruit on the beach?
Oh yeah, that's a vibe. I'm down.
Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Flavor for every vibe. Naturally flavored with other natural flavors. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Molson Coors Beverage Company. Milwaukee, Wisconsin flavored beer.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bob Uecker is the sound of summer.
Oh, my goodness.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
We've made it to the ninth inning at American Family Field. It is a 1-0 lead for Tampa Bay. Trevor McGill takes over on the mound for the Brewers, making his 6th appearance of the 2024 season. Joey Weimer in the game in left field. Sal Frelick moves from left to right. And back in with the play-by-play, here's Bob Uecker.
All right, thank you, Lane. And a 1-0 lead has held up since the opening inning. Times were lean in that New York series and carrying over here to Tampa Bay. Isaac Paredes will lead things off. Shenton, and then first offering up and in from Trevor Megill. 1-0 Paredes tonight, 2 out of 3. Bounced into a double play in the opening inning. Then a couple of base hits to left. Curveball drops in nicely for a strike. And it's even at 1-1. Working from the stretch, Trevor Megill deals again, almost hitting down low and inside. That one missed. 2 balls and a strike. Megill last worked in that series in Pittsburgh on Thursday. And the pitch, big swing and a miss. He may have chased a bad ball up and in, and backswing may have gotten a piece of Contreras. He's all right, though. It is a 2-2 count. Ready to work. Trevor Megill coming back. Got him looking. That was right down the middle, and Paredes watched it go by. Here's Shenton. Strikeout, pop-up strikeout for him tonight. A total of 7 hits in the game. It's been lean tonight. Big swing and a foul, and that one got a piece of Contreras. You all right?
He's laughing. He's had a tough night back there.
He's had a couple of good ones that, you know, you might think about taking a night off after a couple of hits like that. And he's going to stay. Absolutely. You got to stay. You got to be a dog. Megill deals again, swinging a bouncer hit to Terang, and playing plenty of time. Tour up, tour down. Jose Caballero is going to be the batter. There's nothing you can do about it when you're a catcher. Sometimes you get hit with the ungodliest pitches that wouldn't seem to be anywhere near you ending up on a foul ball, but they get you somehow. And the pitch, strike on a breaking ball that caught the outside corner. You know, usually the umpire, it works both ways. Umpires get nailed a lot of times too, and you always make sure they're all set to go again. Swing and a miss, down low and away. Came back with a bender. You know, and normally and usually, with the exception of a split finger, you're going to stay in the game. But there are those times, but that's changed too, because catchers don't catch two-handed anymore. Everything now is one-handed. And the pitch, lined foul upstairs. Yeah, the catcher's gloves today are like a first baseman's mitt.
Yeah, very similar, really.
They really are. And the old catcher's gloves, which I have one at home, they're like pillows. They really are. And you did catch two-handed back in those days. Swinging a line drive that is going to be dropping in front of Weimer. 2-out base hit. Caballero. Caballero. Nico Goodrum is going to be the batter. Yeah, you were as a catcher back in the, you know, 40s, 50s, 60s in that area. You were taught to caught two-handed with your ungloved hand, your bare hand, your right hand. Runner goes, and the throw by. Did he get it? He did. Yes. What a throw by Contreras, looking over at the Tampa Bay dugout and saying, "Take that." He has thrown out a pair tonight, and we'll see if Tampa wants to challenge. The runner is still at second base, and the umpiring crew is down near the home plate area, and let's see if they want to take a look at this one. It was a bang-bang play, but the throw again from Contreras, a bullet to second base and right on the bag. And it looked, you know, either way, it's going to be no argument from either side. But the throw was right there, and he may have gotten in there, and he may be out. That's how close it is. He took the throw in front of the bag, and again, you know, we're not the umpires, and we get to look at it three or four times. As the runner gets to the bag, the tag is applied on the scoreboard. We're looking at it, and his hand is there on the bag and the swipe tag. I either way, you can't argue either way, but I think it's going to stand right now as got him. That's what it is. I don't know how many people would be able to do that as Contreras just did it. He came out of there like a rocket and threw a bullet to second base. Inning over. Bottom half of inning number 9 coming up. Still 1-0 Tampa Bay on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 12th year. Kids aged 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Paul 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. Right, it takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing.
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
EMJ.
Before we continue, 10 for identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Jason Adam is the new pitcher for Tampa, and Sal Frelick is going to lead things off. Lines an extra base hit to the gap in left center. He's turning first, going to second, in there on the first offering from Jason Adam with a leadoff double. Well, there's the time run. In the gap, and no doubt about it, when he left the batter's box, that was a two-bagger.